Hello and welcome to EuroLeague and Friends. If you love basketball, this is the place for you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss any episode. Let's get into it. Hello, EuroLeague fans, and welcome back to another great episode of EuroLeague and Friends podcast. Every week, nine contributors of us talk about the league that we all love, the Turkish Airlines EuroLeague. And I would say it's April madness that we're having in the EuroLeague after the March madness that we had. I'm your host, Shani Blatt, all the way from Tel Aviv, Israel. And I'm not here by myself. Today, we have an insanely special guest with us. We will shortly introduce him. But first and foremost, I want to start with my girls, as always. So let's go ahead and start with Paris, France. It's Luna Jackson, my good friend. Luna, I haven't seen you for a while. What's going on? What's up?
Yeah, I think I was making jokes, you know, on stage, something like this. It's been forever. How are you?
I'm good. Have you been doing a lot of stand-up comedies, stand-up shows lately?
Yeah, a lot. Trust me, too much. But I was still on court anyways.
Of course. I'm happy to have you here, Luna, as always. And let's go ahead and introduce my girl, Vasiliki Karamouza from Athens, Greece. Vasiliki, how are you doing, girl?
Hello, girls. Good to be back with you. I'm really excited about today.
Yeah, me too. All of us. So much. I would like to give you the honors to introduce our very special guest of the day. Please go ahead, Vasiliki.
Yeah, he's indeed really special because he doesn't talk to media at all, like never. So we're really lucky to have him today. But to introduce him, I will quote the great Rick Pitino, like I did two episodes ago, to compare the NCAA with the EuroLeague. And I will say that Nick Calathes is the best passer I've seen in my lifetime. Nick, welcome on board.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome. It's so nice.
Thank you.
Yes, we're so happy to have you here. Really, it's a blessing. And thank you for that. So I want to start off with asking you, how is your French coming along?
Not good. I need to learn more.
Not good? You want to try with me?
I need to learn more. I need a teacher. So maybe you can help me.
Man, you're not even talking Greek. And you want to learn France now?
I know. This is exactly. Can you imagine if I learn France and not Greek?
I will be really mad with you if you do that.
For sure. I think a lot of people would be.
Well, Nick, we'll let you improve on your French, but I know that you know very well, and we are really excited to hear all about your input about the league. And I want to start off with asking you, because, you know, you started the season pretty late due to injuries. How do you kind of look back at your return and overall the season is Monaco is having a beautiful season?
For me, you know, obviously it's been tough because it's my first really injury of my career. So coming here and getting injured, it sucks, but for me in general, I'm starting to feel healthier and hopefully game by game, I'll get better and better and get more, you know, game oriented and things like this. Monaco as a team, we're playing very good. We have a lot of talent, a lot of great players, as you ladies know. And obviously a coach that, you know, is a rookie coach for EuroLeague, but he brings a lot of motivation and toughness to the club.
Amazing. And also, I have to mention that you are, so to say, rejoining forces with a good teammate of yours, Mike James, you know, all the way back in the days in Panathinaikos. How is it like that for you? How are you enjoying this?
It's great. It's one of the reasons I came here. Obviously, I talked to him throughout the process. And I thought that we could have a really good chance of winning this year for EuroLeague. And obviously, I know how he plays. I know I fit with him, the style. So that was one of the big reasons why I came here. And obviously, he's having a great season.
Definitely.
Nick, Mike always has your back. And he was one of the first people to say that it was totally crazy that you didn't end up in the All-25 EuroLeague team. Do you feel like a little bit that's injustice?
I mean, you know, for all the people who got it, congratulations for sure. I mean, there's a lot of amazing names in there and all that. So, I mean, if I'm not picked, it's, you know, it stinks for sure for not being in it because of, I feel like my accomplishments that I've had throughout my EuroLeague career. But, you know, congratulations to the guys. And, you know, I have no hard feelings because a lot of those guys also deserved it too.
Well, Nick, without a doubt, you're one of the greatest to ever play this game and still currently playing. One of the veterans. And, you know, I want to ask you about your nickname, the Bald Eagle. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you can't ignore it, but like, talk to us a little bit about that. You know, it's all in the good manner, of course.
I don't know, to be honest. I got it, you know, in Fenerbahce, I don't know if I said it or Nigel said it or somebody said it, but I felt like it fit, obviously, because I have no hair. And, you know, then they started doing the caw and things like this. So I just kept it going, and I think it fits, you know. It's nice. It's a cool nickname.
I just wanted to remember to Nick, like, when you were answered to one of our co-hosts, Denise, and you did the scream, actually, of the Bald Eagle. We have to show it right now in our episode.
And then Nigel just called you with your nickname. I think it's a Bald Eagle. So can you explain this to the fans? Thank you.
I think I was excited too after that game for sure. I was very excited. So I would say whatever.
I love it because you just answer like the scream and then you left and we were like, okay, nice. I think.
Do you still be close with Nigel? I know you're real good friends.
Yes, I'm close with all the guys from Fenerbahce. I think we had a great team. Amazing guys, Scotty, Nigel, Marco, Sertaj, you know, all of them are amazing guys. And I still keep in touch. We had dinner when they came into town. So they're great guys.
We have to kind of jump, you know, and because we have lots of topics to discuss, and we would love obviously to get Nick's input throughout the way. Some incredible performances we've seen in the past week, the fight to reach the playoffs, and also the awards prediction coming up and the Eurocup finals. So let's do this. But before we start all that, I want to ask you, because you know the regular season is just right around the corner. I can't believe it's already like the end of the regular season. It's unbelievable.
Crazy.
To think. Yeah. So I want to kind of fire away like your magic moment of the regular season, like the best moment you can think of.
For me, it's sort of personal, but not so personal. It's like a little bit mixed. When I look back to the round 8, the Greek derby between Panathinaikos and Olympiakos in Oaka, we had our first EuroLeague pregame show, which I was part of alongside with Lisa. So that was pretty special for me. But also that third quarter of the game, when two teams combined for 63 points, it was one hell of a show. And I think it's one of the best derbies I've seen in the recent years. I don't know if you, Nick, had the time to watch that.
I did. Amazing game.
So I will say that.
Luna, what about you?
I wouldn't be me if I didn't talk about Paris, of course. I think,
Nick, we're sorry.
She really loves Paris.
Sorry, but I love Monaco too.
I'm leaving.
Sorry. I mean, you know, you heard us too much already. Okay. So. But I think it's when we won against Partizan, I think, because it was at home in the arena. The atmosphere was crazy. I was there and everybody was like, yeah, Paris, it's just the beginner's luck. So don't worry, Partizan will crush them. And we show our strength. So I think it was amazing, I think.
I love that.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Yeah, for me, maybe I would say also hosting the Serbian Derby. That was a blast for me, you know, once in a lifetime experience. And one moment that I really cannot forget is that game of Bayern Munich against Barcelona with Andreas Hops just, you know, dominating with 11 three-pointers, you know, breaking a record of three-pointers. That was an insane moment for me. I was like, this guy just can't stop. Like he keeps shooting. We've just seen another like beautiful record by Carson Edwards. We'll talk about it later on, but I would say that's definitely a magic moment for me. Nick, do you have something on top of your head or?
Now that she said about Paris, I'm going to say Nigel's three against
Paris.
Oh
my God.
Oh, wow, Nick.
Two weeks ago,
you took
right?
it personal.
Yes. Wow.
I'm joking.
You know, I love Nigel. So he's so strong. Like, he's amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
But what it's like to feel like, you know, do you feel like when the crowd is on fire, Nick, do you feel it? What it's like to you to feel that when you're shooting, when you're hitting points or anything?
It's amazing. Yeah. And to be honest, home and away games, I feel like it's even more amazing on the road when you, you know, quiet the crowd and you play in front of these atmospheres and, you know, you just play well. So it's even more amazing.
I remember one huge three-point shot you made against Cheska in Moscow a couple of years ago when you were playing for Vanna. That's a buzzer beater I remember from you for sure.
That was a good memory of mine for sure. Off the backboard, I think it was.
Did you do the eagle sound back then also?
Yeah, no,
he didn't have that nickname.
I didn't have
then.
The nickname back then. No, no.
Okay.
I didn't. Maybe I had some hair. Maybe I had some hair still.
Well, it's okay. You're not alone. You're not alone with a coach. You have your coach Spanoulis with you. You know, you're feeling probably more comfortable with having him also.
This is true.
As a companion.
And people actually call me coach sometimes on the street. And I'm like,
really?
I'm not a coach. Because they see the hair, so it's like...
Okay, that leads me to a good question. Have you ever thought about becoming a coach after you retire? Not to push you to retire soon. We want to keep you...
Yes.
That's a big question.
You on the EuroLeague court, but have you ever thought about that?
I have. I know, hopefully I can play for at least a couple more years, but, you know, for me, I think it definitely... I could definitely see me as a coach because... I feel like I know the game. I see, you know, Saris, I see Spanoulis, I see these guys that were point guards and playmakers that they became very good coaches. So I believe that it's definitely it's on my mind to see if I want to be a coach or not, for sure.
Well, as one of the highest IQ players, it's only natural for you, I believe, to become a coach. But that's only my opinion. I would love to see that for you, Nick.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Girls and Nick, let's move on. We want to talk about a great performance of this week. I'm sorry, Nick. I'm going to start with this one. Kendrick Nunn performance against your team, Monaco. He had a huge game, 37 points, 9 out of 12 from twos, 5 out of 5 from threes, 4 out of 4 from three throws, and a PIR of 43. You know, the EuroLeague really covered it well. There's also a mic'd up episode coming up soon of Kendrick Nunn, and it's going to be on YouTube of EuroLeague, so make sure to check that out soon. Nick, I mean, you know it best. I mean, when you're hot, you're hot on the court. How impossible was it to stop a top-class player like Kendrick Nunn in a really, really good day?
Oh, he's an amazing player, as you all know. But that game, you know, we started off, I think we gave him some easy stuff to get going, and then he became unstoppable. And he's been like that all season. Obviously not like he did against us, but you know, to the point where, you know, that he just felt so good, and he's an amazing player. I think obviously he's probably the best player in EuroLeague right now, so you know, hats off to him that he had an amazing game, and it was a big game for him and their team.
So we already know who is your MVP for the season, if that's what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. I believe he deserves it. Yes.
But how is it kind of to look on it from the side, you know, as the player who is competing against this, you know, this insanity of his? Like, are you feeling frustrated, or you're just so focused on the game and you're just like, okay, next possession? Like, how does it work from a player side?
You try and make it difficult for, let's say, a guy like him. And I think that we didn't make it difficult. We weren't, you know, making it tougher for him to score and things like this. And obviously he punished us. So, you know, for players like that, it's, you know, you got to make it more difficult, and we didn't do that job.
Did you say anything to him after the game?
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of respect for him. So obviously, you know, I always did a good job and, you know, say hello to him. But, you know, he's one of those players that are, you know, for last year, he came into the half of the season as an American NBA player, and he got really used to it. Takes a while for, let's say, Americans coming over here, and he got used to it really quick and helped them win the EuroLeague. He was a big part of, you know, obviously for them to win. So, you know, he can fit in the system, and obviously it's great in that system.
Nick, you mentioned him coming after the season has started, and he hasn't a previous Europe experience as an American. And you said he's the best player in the EuroLeague right now. Do you think he is the best American player we've seen around? And if not, who's your god from the Americans?
Of all time? I think he needs to still do a little more. I mean, only a year and a half.
Kendrick, are you hearing this? Do a little more, Kendrick.
No, I mean, it's, you know, you have guys like, let's say, Mike, that's played for 10 years over here. Right. So, I mean, you have, I don't know, you know, these seasons like Anthony Parker had for Maccabi 2 years in a row. I mean, You have player, American players. Mike Batiste has been here for a while. I mean, you have players that have put in the time, I think. Obviously, he's on the right path for sure to be one of the best or the best. But, you know, for a year and a half to say he's the best American of all time, I don't know. Maybe I'm not the one to judge, but I still probably he needs a little more time.
Okay, I'm good with that.
girls and
but he's on the right he's on the right path he's amazing
yeah
he's an amazing player
I we all agree on that. And also, you know, Panathinaikos and Olympiakos are right now in the top four, looking good for Abu Dhabi for the final four. Already choosing clothes, Vasiliki, what's going on there?
I think I need to go shopping to renew like my spring and summer collection, but we have time for that because playoffs are before that. So yeah, I really hope that we will have both teams in the final four again, like last year. But I'm fearful of something, of the scenario that these two teams will face each other in the final. And, you know, that will be totally crazy for Greece. Civil war will break out. I think Nick can back me up on that. He knows how crazy it is around here.
For sure.
Nick, do you think that's possible to see the two Greek teams? Like in a hypothetical scenario, I know you hope Monaco will be there, of course.
I was going to say, I hope we'll be in the final. But
so
I mean, for sure, they're two of the best teams right now in EuroLeague. But this year is crazy, you know. I think, I don't know how many years I've played, 14 years, that it's never been like this of the standings, how close every team is. And so when you have a team like Panathinaikos, Fenerbahce, or Olympiakos, they're going to match up maybe with like a Real Madrid or a Barcelona. And it's not an easy playoff series. It's going to be very difficult for whoever matches up with FS, or, you know, there's teams that can beat, you know, the 1, 2, 3, 4 teams. And I think it's so different than all the other years where, let's say, 1 or 2 seed pretty much locked in. Mm-hmm. But I think this year will be a lot more competitive.
Madness. But what about Monaco, Nick? You know, because it's interesting. How are you seeing your guys' chances? You know, do you feel like it's going to happen this year, Monaco in the Final Four?
I think we have a great chance, obviously. We have to take it game by game. This week against Asvel is huge for us to get home court. And then, you know, I don't know who we'll play against, but for us, we believe that we can beat anybody, and we have the team. So I think we have a great chance as anybody to make the Final Four.
That's the mindset.
Yeah.
I was betting my money on you guys. Please.
We all did.
Make
we
me proud.
Have the Final Four participant. We all have you as a Final Four participant.
Luna, how would you feel if Monaco makes it and not Paris? Or, you know, you're cheering
me, for
on?
Me, I mean, I'm already, like I said in the previous episodes, like I'm really happy for Paris because I can remember, like, it's their first season, you know, in EuroLeague. Like, it's huge what they already done. They already won something. Like, you know, they won the trust of the EuroLeague audience. I mean, they proved themselves. So this is good. And I'm rooting for Monaco too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even if, of course, when you are against Paris, I know where the Cyber Mom, but...
Yes, no, they're having an amazing season. Like you said, first year, it's crazy. It's crazy how they started off and then, you know, even now, you know, they're going to Panathinaikos, beating them. They have an amazing roster. Hopefully they can keep it together.
Yeah.
We'll make Luna support Monaco as well after this episode.
Yeah, we'll transfer her to the other side.
I will have to have a jersey and all. Ah.
I'll give you a jersey. I'll get you a jersey when I see you in Paris. Yes, yes.
You're going to make a promise. What'd you say?
If I go to the Final Four, I'll bring 3 jerseys for you ladies.
Yes.
Okay,
nice. Yeah. We will awesome. Cut this and put this as a reel. So you won't forget to bring your jersey.
Exactly. I won't forget, yes.
And with an autograph,
deal.
Nick and girls, we'll move on to another spectacular performance of this week. Carson Edwards, I was saying before, you know, he had an insane, I would say, moment of just nailing 8 three-pointers in that third quarter against Maccabi Tel Aviv. However, his team lost 93-90. I want to hear your guys' reaction to this insane accomplishment by Carson Edwards. What do you guys think about that?
It's something that you probably won't see in EuroLeague anytime soon. I mean, 8 threes in a quarter is it's wild. So, and Carson obviously is heck of a scorer, one of the top scorers in the league, and he's gotten better and better. So it's great to see him, how he's playing over there.
Yes. And also, you know, they could fall also in the play-in. They're kind of struggling right now after this loss to Maccabi. But they have some good news. I mean, Devin Booker is back. And also bad news. They're meeting Fenerbahce for the next round in 34. So that's going to be Fenerbahce fighting for the first place. Let's go on for the awards. Watch coming up the end of the regular season. And I want to go around the table and hear some predictions. We want to know also, of course, what Nick thinks. And if you want to stay politically correct, you don't have to say everything. But I want to start with you, Vasiliki. What do you think about the first team? Who is going to be picked for the first team?
So I think three choices are no-brainer. TJ Schwartz, Sasa Vezenkov, Kendrick Nunn. If they're not in the first team, I don't know what we're doing. Like, I will be really surprised. Yeah. And for the other two spots, I have Nigel Hayes-Davis and Eddie Tavares. If we're, I try to maintain the, like, have a big guy and, like, no go with full guards or whatever. I try to maintain, like, a normal team, five players.
I really agree with you. I think it's a good first team, actually. I think it's the... I mean, one of the best.
I agree. It sounds like a good first team. I can't complain. I don't know about the fifth. I mean, like you said, to have a center, you need a center in there. So yeah. he's probably one of the best centers right now. So I agree.
If Booker was healthy the whole season, maybe he would have the case to be there. Or Lesar, of course. But they have missed many games. So right now, Tavares is the favorite, I think. And he has stepped up really big time lately to help Real. So
I agree with you. Vasiliki, most definitely. And second team, I will go with Petrushev. I will go with Campaso. Matias Lesor, I don't know. I can't. I just love this guy too much. And he's so amazing. And I can't wait for him to come back. I really hope he's going to come back for the most important part of the season. I would also choose Theo Maledon. And
yes.
My final one would be Jalen Horde for Maccabi. I feel like he's done a good season as well. Those are my picks.
What do you think, Nick, about this?
I'm going to go with Mike, Carson, Goodrich.
Ooh, yes. That's a good one. Nice.
Miritich and five men. I'm going to go with, I don't know. I'm going to go with Daniel Tice.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you can't give him second team, but...
But he's doing...
Especially when we see about the game in Paris, about what he did to us.
Yes.
That was hard.
Luna, best coach splitter from Paris?
Yeah.
Your pick?
Yes. Yes. This, I mean, it's first season with the with Paris, first season in EuroLeague as a coach. I mean, everything is said. It did amazing.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I want to go on to the rising star. We have Hifi and Strazel. Nick, I want to hear kind of a few words. What have you been thinking about Strazel's season so far, you know, in Monaco?
He's been amazing. I don't think really anyone expected it. But I think the national team, come from national team
yes.
to here, has really gave him a lot of confidence. And I agree. He should probably be rising star for sure. He's been amazing for us.
Playing the Olympics at 21 years old and even being crucial to help your team surpass Japan with big threes, like, it's a huge boost of confidence. And I think Coach Panoulis has also trusted him a lot since he came around, and that shows.
Yeah, and let's go on with round 34 again. I cannot believe I'm saying 34. It's the end of the regular season. As I said, Panathinaikos and Olympiakos and Fener are in the playoffs. Congratulations to these teams, and also with the home court advantage. Anything can happen behind them. We see how close the standings here. Monaco, if they beat Asvel, they get the home court advantage as well. And they might be facing in the playoffs Madrid or Anadolu Efes. Vasiliki, let's take a scenario. They meet Anadolu.
Okay.
How do you see this matchup?
You know, Efes is one of the hottest teams right now. And as Nick said, there is not going to be an easy playoff series.
For sure.
Like, this season, every team is so close to the other. They all have their runs. They all have their ups and downs. Star players, great coaches. So it's going to be really tough. I think it will go to game five. Most of the series will go to game five.
Oh.
I think so. But yeah. I'm kind of rooting for Monaco. I have too many great guys there, and I support them. Coach Spinoulis, Nick, of course, and Papagiannis. So I will go with Monaco in every scenario with every opponent.
Great. So if we're looking at the standings, we have right now two French teams, two Greeks, two Spanish, two Turks, and also Zvezda and Bayern. We have a little bit of everything, like a mixture, like a good bowl of, I don't know, like salad or cereal. And what do you guys think about this versatility, Vasiliki?
For once, I thought we were not going to discuss about food or drinks, but yet here we are again talking about salads.
It's much more tasty to have a little bit of everything.
Yeah. It's spicy. And diversity is good. And we have so many great teams for so many great countries with different backgrounds, different cultures. So it's always nice to see that. I think Bayern is the big surprise right now. And Paris, of course, because many people didn't think they will be at this point. They thought they would be at the bottom of the standings. So, yeah, it's great.
Watch out for Paris. Trust me. For now, everything is happening the right way. I mean,
be careful. She's watching, y'all.
But girls, let's move on to another exciting event happening right now. You know, Euro Cup finals. Hapoel Tel Aviv and Gran Canaria are in the Euro Cup finals. That's super amazing. The winner will win the competition and also earn the rights to play in the EuroLeague in the 2025-2026. That's going to be a very intense matchup. Vasiliki, how do you see this rivalry between these two teams? Talk to me a little bit about Gran Canaria.
Yeah. To be honest, I will start with there because I didn't think that Gran Canaria will surpass Başakşehir. But they're very team-oriented, like group, like they sold their forces together. They don't have like exactly the superstar that will carry the team, but everybody contributes to the win. And they have been there before. They won the Euro Cup 2 seasons ago. So, you know, they have the know-how, the same coach, the same system. Jakalakovic, also a former guy that played in Greece, and everything leads back to Greece. I have already said that. Yeah.
Everything, but at the end of the day.
Yeah, but I think that Hapoel is a stronger team. They had many guys with EuroLeague experience, some former Knicks teammates, Jan Mader, Jonathan Motley.
Jan and Motley and the Tudis, they have my vote. So
I think we're both rooting for Hapoel.
And also, Luna, I want to ask you about your boy, Mehdi. I can't say his last name. Can you pronounce it for me, please? Mehdi
Nguema.
You know, he can win it again. Yeah. How do you see their chances in the series?
Yeah, I think he knows already the game. I mean, he's been the Euro Cup champion. Also, he's been, I mean, I think he already knows the game a few times. So I think he knows what to do in this final. Like you said, the girl's not going to be an easy win, but I think it can make it. And I will go for him anyway.
You hear that, Mehdi? You have your girl with you supporting.
Yeah, Mehdi, I'm with...
Yeah, of course. Say something in French to him. He needs your support.
Mehdi, on est avec toi, ok? Voilà.
Oui, voilà.
Oui, oui. On est avec toi. On est avec toi, Mehdi.
Well, definitely this matchup is going to be intense. And Hapoel Tel Aviv, you know, I've been, you know, also covering in the Israeli league. I mean, they're one of the top teams right now also in the standings. And as you said, Vasiliki, I feel like Hapoel Tel Aviv is coming more as the favorite. I mean, I know coaches don't like saying favorite, yes, underdog, but, you know, the series against Valencia, that was the tough one to pass.
Yeah.
And they did that. And I don't know if you girls remember, Vasiliki, I think you were with me. I said 2-1 to Hapoel Tel Aviv. I think I'm the only one
I said that don't count Valencia out because they're a really, really good team with also EuroLeague experienced players. So I think that was a bit of surprise, but not as much as the other competitors.
All right, EuroLeague fans, that's it for this week. Nick, what a pleasure it was having you with us and hearing everything you had to say, your insights. Don't forget, the rivalry series game in round 34 is Bayern Munich against Fenerbahce, a key game in the fight to reach the playoffs and the play-in showdown. Make sure to watch this critical game and all 8 others on EuroLeague TV. Don't forget to like and subscribe our channel. go comment, say what you have to say, but maybe do some eagle emojis, you know, just comment and show us some love. Of course, don't miss any show and follow EuroLeague on all social media platforms for more information about the show and this competition. We're also in all audio platforms. Girls, it was a blast. Nick, thank you once again for stopping by.
Thank you.
I had a lot of fun.
Thank you, Nico. We appreciate you.
Thank you.